This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, I share my secret to learning new skills. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps. Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas. So about 2 years ago, I decided to learn to code, and it was really, really intimidating. This is something that I had tried and failed at for many, many years. I actually have a minor in computer science from when I was in college, because I, at some point, decided to major in computer science, and I just couldn't do it. I had passed enough of my classes that I finished with the minor, but I just could not think in the way that these other students could. And for a long time, that was the story that I told myself, that coding was something I was interested in. It was something that I enjoyed the idea of, but that my brain just didn't work that way. It just couldn't. I was not able to understand things the way that you needed to in order to be a software engineer. And I accepted that. Fast forward probably a decade or so, and I finally decided I'm going to commit to the idea of learning to code. And I did this for a number of reasons. The biggest one, the biggest motivation for me at the time, was that I had a specific project that was the app for this community that I wanted to work on, I wanted to build. That was it. I just wanted to get this thing out into the world. And I didn't have enough money to hire an engineer. So the natural response was, I'm just going to learn how to build it. This is an important thing that I want to call out in this episode, because I think finding that real motivation, whatever it might be, is going to be important for a lot of you. It's not important for everyone. It's certainly not a catch-all suggestion. But in my experience, when I'm starting to learn something new, having a real purpose attached to it, a real reason to be learning it, does an enormous amount for my ability to go through the next part. Because my experience learning to code was, quite frankly, awful. It absolutely sucked. Every single day, I felt like I was bashing my head against a brick wall, just struggling to make sense of anything. Like the simplest things, I just could not wrap my head around. And I would spend hours on the tiniest little problems. Then I would finally solve them with no idea how I did it, by the way. One of the cool things about coding when you're first learning it is that oftentimes you try 50, 60 different things, and then all of a sudden it just works and you have no idea what led to it working. And oftentimes it's not actually anything specific. It's just, it decided to work again. So I would have these long days and nights staying up till 2, 3 a.m., just banging my head against the brick wall, trying to figure this out, just to then get stuck on the next problem. And for 2 years, I kept doing it, all because I had this specific motivation and this specific goal that I was working towards. But then one day, I woke up and it just suddenly clicked. All of a sudden, things that hadn't made sense to me, things that I could not wrap my head around, were so clear. It was so easy to understand. To the point that by the end of this 2-year journey, I actually ended up getting a job as a software engineer and worked in that role for a period of time. But even while interviewing with companies for software engineer roles, I was told multiple times that I understood this stuff to a degree that other candidates did not, which is certainly not to brag. Actually, it is a little bit to brag, but mostly I remember feeling astonished by the transformation, I guess, that happened in this process. Because remember, I started this really intimidated, having had tried and failed in the past with coding, fully accepting that my brain is just not capable of understanding this. And I ended it not only getting it, being able to build things, being able to come up with ideas and form those ideas into a real project, but being told by professional software engineers that I was thinking about things in a way that other candidates weren't. It felt really good. And the reason I'm telling you this story is I heard a quote the other day that reminded me of this experience. And I apologize because I did not write down who I heard the quote from. I don't know the original source. I did try to look it up, but nothing really popped up. But the quote was, "We get better at what we repeatedly do." We get better at what we repeatedly do. I really, really like this idea, this way of thinking about learning and skill acquisition and changing our lives and improving ourselves. We get better at what we repeatedly do. And I like this for a number of reasons, but the big one is that it's in our control. There's no magic. There's no secret strategy. There's no formula for how we improve. There is simply action and consistency. We do the thing repeatedly, and we never stop. And inevitably, whether we want to or not, we are going to get better at it. That's a really comforting way of thinking about how the world works. And I remember reading a book a few years back that first kind of introduced me to this idea. It wasn't in that format, but after I heard that quote, I started thinking about the book. The book was called The Talent Code. It's by an author named Daniel Coyle. And in the book, he talks about this thing called myelin. So myelin is, and forgive me because I'm not a neuroscientist here, but myelin is a basically like a type of coating around our neurons. So what it does is it wraps our neurons, and every time we engage in a behavior that causes those neurons to fire, it reinforces itself. So it adds like another layer around the neuron. And the more reinforced that neuron gets, the faster it's able to fire. And so the idea here, and again, I'm not a neuroscientist. I can't actually speak to the accuracy of this. I'm just sort of pulling what I learned from this book. But the idea here is as we engage with certain behaviors, those neurons are able to fire faster and faster, and the behavior becomes both more automatic and more comfortable. And that's this same idea, that we get better at what we repeatedly do. When we engage in a behavior or with a piece of information, at first, we're really clumsy. You know, I picture myself in the basement of my old apartment, in front of my computer, the lights are off, the screen is lighting my face up, and I'm just frustrated. Like the biggest mean mug on my face as I stare at these lines of code that are basically mocking me, telling me that I'm not good enough. I remember that so vividly. And that's how it felt. I was clumsy. I was dealing with something new, something I didn't understand, something that my brain had no real way of processing yet. And I was clumsy. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to think about it. I didn't know how to work with it or get it to do what I wanted. But as we engage in that behavior, as we engage with that piece of information, little bits of it become more and more comfortable. The neurons responsible for it, they fire and they get reinforced. And over time, And for certain behaviors, it's going to be longer than others, depending on your situation and your context and yada, yada, yada. It's going to be longer or it might be shorter. Who knows? If you have a specific talent for something, it might be longer or shorter. But over some period of time, you get comfortable with the behavior or the piece of information as a whole. It starts to feel second nature. It starts to feel like something you have mastery over. And yes, having professional guidance and support, that is an accelerant that can help us to learn faster, that can help us to move faster and avoid pitfalls and figure things out earlier than others. But the thing is, if that's not available to you, then the most guaranteed way to ensure that you are going to learn something is to simply start doing it and keep doing it. How powerful is that? To know without a shadow of a doubt that you have the ability to learn anything you want in this world. Anything. Whether that be how to manage your personal finances better, whether that be how to eat healthier, whether that be how to start a business or how to run Facebook ads or how to speak a new language or how to socialize more comfortably and easily, how to meet and find a partner, whatever it is. If you are engaging with it for the first time, it's supposed to feel clumsy. When I was sitting in the basement of my old apartment, working on learning how to code, the idea of building my app, I could not see the connection between them. I could not see where I was then somehow leading to being able to build this thing I wanted. But the more I did it, the more it made sense, and the more I could see how those two things were connected. And that's going to be the case no matter what it is you're trying to learn. We get better at what we repeatedly do. I really, really love that framework of looking at things. And I'm going to apply that in my own life going forward because I'm learning a lot of new things right now. I'm currently in vocal lessons, learning how to sing and how to use my voice better. I'm learning how to draw. I'm learning how to speak Japanese. I'm learning a number of things that I may never do anything with. And yeah, they feel hard and clumsy and complex, and I'm struggling to see what the point even is. But if I just remember that we get better at what we repeatedly do, and I continue to choose to show up, who knows where I'll be 2 years from now. So take it or leave it. That is what I'm learning and trying to apply this week. Thank you so much for being here. I do want to tell you very quickly about the app that I built. It's nothing special at the moment. It is a community space that allows you to listen to the podcast inside the app. So think of it like a Facebook group in the form of an app with podcast episodes. If you're interested, it's available now on iPhone. Just go to the App Store and type in Tiny Leaps or click the link in the description of this episode. I'd love to have you as a part of the community. I'm going to be in there engaging every day and commenting, and I'm sure there's going to be bugs and issues, but I'd love to have you help me test this out and figure out what we do with it, because it is our community. Thank you so much. My name is Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.